4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Hello. It is not, in fact, 7:26 p.m. It is actually 19:30 UTC, which means it's time for another very exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm the chairman of this committee. My name is Tobe. And, well, we're sitting around in the studio today. Why? Because it is so windy outside that we cannot go out for risk of destroying microphones, and we wouldn't be able to record anything. All you would be hearing would be blah, 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 wind noise, and nobody wants to listen to wind noise.
So that's the bad news. The good news is that I did actually go out today, and I'm wired, I'm super excited, and I'm super happy, but I'm also super mad because when I went out this morning, I found a lot of dudes. A lot of dudes. And I had my camera with me, so I took lots of pictures. And I'm going through the pictures now, and oh, it will blow your mind. Yeah. Whenever there's wind or strange weather, dudes do strange things. And so I was glad that I went out to Herrenhaven today. In fact, as soon as I pulled into Herrenhaven and drove into the parking lot, I could see a turkey out in the Mulhall's property. So I stopped my car and I got out and I started walking over towards the Mulhall's property. But the turkey, he was sort of walking away and heading back into a tree line. And although I did take some pictures, none of them turned out very well, and they weren't good pictures anyway. But while I was standing there, while I was sort of approaching the gate that leads to the Mulhall's property, I heard scurry, scurry, scurry. And I looked down, and I saw a mutty, mutt, mutt, mutt. And that marmot, he ran into the culvert that is underneath the gate. And I got a picture of him sticking his nose out of the culvert. So here's a picture of the mutt in the culvert. So after I ran into that mutty and I took a few pictures of him, I watched the other turkey go off into the trees and I heard some gobbling back there, but you know, can't see anything. So I turned around and I walked around the butterfly garden and walked around the building and started heading into the forest. However, as soon as I got around the building, before I could even get into the forest, there was another turkey, another tom turkey standing right there. He wasn't even 5 yards away from me, you know, call it 4.5 meters or whatever. He's standing right there and he's all puffed up and he's flared out, and I started taking pictures. But he wasn't spooked about me, he just kept doing his dance. So I was looking around and I finally saw the female he was dancing for. She wasn't very far away from me. And so every time this turkey spun around doing his little love dance, I would take a couple of steps forward. So I got some great pictures of this turkey. And here's a picture of a turkey. And this is probably the best photograph of a turkey that I have ever taken. I was so happy. He was awesome. He was doing his thing. And at one point in time, he was looking right at me and he started walking towards me, and I thought he was going to charge me or something. And I was thinking, oh, what do I do? How do I defend myself against a crazy turkey? But no, he just kept doing his dance and gobbling and blah, blah, blah. It was hilarious. And he turned around, and at one point in time, I took a picture of his butt. So I got the rear view of a turkey, and I thought that was pretty funny. I'm drinking tea. Hot tea, because it's a little cool. Okay, so I let the turkeys sit there and stand around there behind the building, and I went past them and I went into the forest. and I was walking through the forest, walk, and there was nothing much going on until I got to the sub pond, and I was thinking, oh, I'll head out to the boardwalk, and as I was walking around that little loop, I saw something in the sub pond. I saw a big lump of mud that wasn't there the day before. So I went up closer to it and I realized, oh, this is not a lump of mud. It's a snapper. And yeah, there was this snapping turtle, kind of a relatively small one. His carapace was, over a foot long, you know, maybe like 14 to 16 inches, call it, 35 centimeters. And he was just sitting there in the mud. I took a picture. I was able to walk right up to him and stick my camera in his face and take a picture. And so I got this cool macro shot of this snapper just sitting there in the mud. He was waiting for frogs to hop into his mouth. So I thought that was funny. I was like, yeah, Mr. Snapper. Unfortunately, I could not pet him. I couldn't quite... Where he was and where I was able to stand, I wasn't able to reach out far enough to actually touch him. But I was able to take a fairly decent picture. So I sat there and I looked at him for a while. And then I decided to head out to the boardwalk. So I got out to the boardwalk and I wasn't even halfway out. I just got over the water and I started seeing muskrats. Plural. And muskrats were swimming around. And at one point in time, you know, I was standing there taking pictures. And there was also some geese nearby. There's some geese hanging out and swimming, and I think the geese were wondering if I was going to feed them, and no, I was not going to feed them. But then a goose was swimming kind of near me when a scrat popped up and started swimming near the goose, and like right in front of the goose, I got a picture of it. Here's the photo. And this muskrat just sort of swam in front of this goose, not even a foot or 30 centimeters away. And the goose was just looking at him, and the goose was thinking, should I try to peck this guy or whatever? But no, the goose was cool with the muskrat, and the scrat was cool with the goose, and they were some kind of swimming buddies, and they were all happy and having a good time. And I watched the muskrats some more, and one of the muskrats eventually, he grabbed something. He grabbed a cattail shoot or something, and he swam over to this log that's underneath this tree that fell into the water, and it's kind of a little protected area. But then that muskrat, he sat there on the log, and he ate his food. Nom, 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 nom. And I was standing there on the boardwalk, and I got a pretty good photograph of that. So we got another picture of a muskrat eating. And if you look at the picture, you can see his little hands. He's holding his yummy cat tail, and he's giving it a chomp. And you can see his little scratty claws, and he's just sitting there. Nom, nom, nom. He likes to eat his yummy, yummy, scratty food. And so, you know, this is what scrats look like when they eat. And, you know, I've seen this before. I've seen scrats on that log. And, boy, I do love to take pictures of muskrats when they're eating. They don't seem to be bothered by me. And there was a whole bunch of other muskrat action going on. I just watched them for a while. They were having a good time. Then I decided to, you know, head back into the forest. So I was walking through, and I saw a lot of frogs in Turtle Bay, which is, you know, Frog Bay now. And I went into the wall blind, and there wasn't anything going on. And that's kind of exposed to the wind, the billabong, and so there wasn't much going on in there. So I kept walking out to the big blind. Didn't see much of anything other than some coprinus mushrooms growing on some stumps in the middle of the path. And I thought, okay, well, that's cool. And then I got out to the blind. So I went into the blind and I started looking around. And oh boy, there was a lot of turtles. There was a lot of turtles out there. I counted over 20. It was although it was windy, it was sunny. And so, all of the logs were pretty much covered with turtles. And I liked that. I was like, yay, turtles. Because who doesn't love turtles? And in one of the furthest logs away, I saw something happening. I thought was another little turtle. You know, these turtles that are on the logs are the Western painted turtles. These are fairly small turtles. You know, they average between, 10 and 20 centimeters long. Just their shells. These are Western painted turtles. And they just like to hang out on the logs. But on a far log, there was a few turtles out on a log, and I thought I was watching another Western painted turtle crawling up on the log, but no, the log was shaking, and boom! I see a giant snapper head stick his head up. A giant snapper. And that snapper, I watched him crawl up onto the log with the Western painted turtles, and I got a photograph of that once he sort of settled in and he was resting his head on another turtle. And this was really weird. This was really strange. This is the first time I've ever seen this. This is the first time I've ever seen a snapping turtle and Western painted turtles on the same log. You know, I see Western painted turtles on logs all the time. And occasionally, I'll see a snapping turtle on a log. But I never see these two different kinds of turtles together. And so when that snapper got onto the log with the little turtles, I was shocked and surprised. I didn't know if he was going to try to eat him or what, but no, he didn't. He just got up on the log, and you can see it in the picture. He just rests his head on one of the littler turtles, and they all just were hanging out there, just sitting there. It was hilarious. It was crazy. That was the first time I've ever seen that. And I laughed and laughed, and I said, "Snappa!" a few times, because I love to say, "Snappa!" Who doesn't love to say snappa? And that wasn't the only wacky turtle stuff that I saw. On one of the closer logs, there was a bunch of Western painted turtles. And this was on the new log, that tree that broke and fell into the water, that old, big, old, huge tree. There were a bunch of Western painted turtles on it, and I was sitting there watching some stuff, and there was this goose kind of swimming up to the log. And I thought, what's this goose gonna do? And of course, this goose swims up to the log and he jumps out of the water and he's standing on the log right next to these other painted turtles, these Western painteds. And I got a picture of this too, because one of the turtles, one of the little turtles, he was like right next to the goose and he was really curious and he kind of started crawling towards the goose to see what was going on. And so I got this great picture of this little turtle looking up at this goose and they're just both just standing there on the log. They're both enjoying the sun. They're sun buddies. And I thought that was super awesome. I liked that there's, you know, dudes just hanging out together doing dude-like stuff. So, you know, that was awesome. So I just hung out in the big blind for a while and, looked at turtles. And when I got a little bit tired of that, I headed out and I went up into the loop. And I walked around on the loop path, and there wasn't anything going on there. And while I was there, I looked down into the ravine, and I couldn't see anything going on in the ravine because, all the bushes were fully leafy, and the trees were starting to get leaves on them, and so I couldn't really see down into there. And oh well. But, you know, there probably wasn't any turkeys down there because all the turkeys were forward. All the turkeys were at the entrance. In the front of Heron Haven instead of being in the back. And so I thought, okay, whatever. And I walked down the hill and I started heading out. And I walked back through the forest and stuff, and oh, I saw a few more mushrooms here and there. Nothing spectacular, nothing super interesting, you know, mostly Caprinus. And as I was walking out of the back 40, the back part of the forest, I was crossing over the land bridge, and I could see that snapper still down there in the mud. He moved a little bit. He was hunting some frogs, looking for some froggy lunch. Yum, yum, yum. Ah, this is good tea. Mm-hmm. I do love to drink tea. It's so yummy. So I kept walking out, and I didn't see much else as I went through the forest. There's a lot of birds chirping, a lot of birdie noise, and all that usual kind of stuff. And then as I was walking out of the forest, I was thinking, oh, I wonder if I'll see those turkeys again. Because, you know, the turkeys were right there as we were coming in. And so I walked out of the forest and I was standing next to the dragonfly pond, and I was looking, you know, I was standing behind the building and I'm looking around wondering where those turkeys were, because they were in the area that we refer to as the outdoor classroom. It's just a grassy area. It's just this yard, you know, sort of the size of your average backyard. And this is where the turkeys were. And so I'm standing there looking for the turkeys, and no, I don't see any turkeys. But then there was a little bit of movement in the bocage. And this is, you know, mostly a pile of old logs and stuff, and there's been dirt pushed up. When they excavated the dragonfly pond, the dragonfly pond used to be really small, and a couple years ago they decided to make it really big and make it deeper so that dragonflies could reproduce in it. And they piled all that dirt up against all these old logs and stuff, creating this bocage, this sort of hedgerow that sort of acts as a border between the outdoor classroom and the forest. This is the edge of the forest. And I saw some movement in the bocage. I saw some kind of butt. And I kind of just assumed it was the turkeys, one of the turkeys. I thought, oh, that must have been a turkey butt. I think I'll sneak up there really quietly and see if I can find the turkeys back in there. And so I got low, I crouched down, and I snuck up there, and I took a peek over the edge, so to speak, expecting to see, you know, a couple of turkeys. And I thought, oh, I'm going to get some good turkey action photos. And no, I did not, in fact, see a turkey butt. I saw a marmot butt. And sure enough, there's a marmot standing right there, and he's sort of over his hole. There's an old marmot den back there behind the bocage, and I haven't seen a marmot in there in 2 or 3 years, but it's an old den. It was one of the first dens I ever saw when I started coming here, oh, a dozen years ago or so. And sometimes there's motzies in it, sometimes there's not. And so here's the photograph of the marmot. And this is one of the better marmot photos I'd ever taken. And I actually stood there and took photos for a while. But, you know, with the wind blowing, the wind kept blowing leaves and branches and stuff in front of the marmot. And so my camera kept trying to take pictures of these branches and stuff. But eventually the wind blew just right, blew the branches out of the way, and I got this great shot. And there's this marmot, and he's sort of got his butt is kind of in his hole, and he's got his front paws up on that rock. And that hole sort of goes underneath that rock. And that's really convenient to be able to find that den. You just sort of look for that rock. And he just stood there. He just stood there looking at me going, hey. And I was like, hey, dude. And he was kind of smallish, and I kind of assuming that he was a yearling male. He was probably born last spring. Because he wasn't huge, but he wasn't tiny. He wasn't like a baby sized or anything. He was just sort of average marmot size. And I just stood there and watched him for a while, and I didn't spook him or anything, but he eventually decided that he was going to go back down into his hole. And I thought, woohoo, motty time. Saw two moths and a bunch of turkeys. I saw at least three turkeys. I think I saw four, but oh man, what a great day. What an incredible day for dudes. So after that marmot went into his hole, then I went back to my car. And I don't think I left right then. I think I went into the mushroom garden for a while and looked around, and I think that's when I saw another one of the turkeys, but there's no way I'd get a photograph, you know, through all the trees and all this stuff. It's crazy. And so I eventually just got back in my car and I headed home. And so here we are. What a great day for dudes. I got my best turkey photo ever. And I got that great photo of the turkey butt. We saw a total of three, maybe four turkeys. Then we saw that mott in the culvert. He was kind of a biggin. He's a big boy. Then we saw the snapper. Then we saw two scrats. Then we saw another snapper on the log with the western painted turtles. That was crazy. And all those turtles, and we saw the goose and the turtle interaction. We saw the goose and the muskrat interaction. And then we saw that marmot, and I got that great photo. That's one of my best marmot photos ever. Oh, it was so good. It was so good. What a day. Two motts, a bunch of turkeys, two scrats, two snappers, a bunch of regular turtles, and all the regular dudes like geese and squirrels and ducks. And I'm so mad. I'm so mad that I wasn't able to be doing the show live as that was happening, because we would have been freaking out. Oh my God, there's dudes. Oh my God, there's dudes. Oh my God, another dude. But what I really wish we could have been out there for is we would have been able to hear that turkey gobbling, because when I was standing there looking at that turkey, and I was so close to him, the truth of the matter is he got close enough that when he turned around, I could have taken like four or five big running steps and I could have grabbed that turkey. But oh my God, he was huge. This is one of the biggest turkeys I've ever seen. He must have been 12, 15 pounds. You know, we're talking 6, 7, maybe 8 kilos. He was huge. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, that's not a very big turkey. Well, it is. That's a wild turkey. That's not a domesticated turkey. That's not a butterball. That's not a butterball that you've been eating for Thanksgiving. Oh, it's a 20-pound turkey. Well, yeah, but that's a domesticated turkey that, you know, has been bred to do nothing but eat and get huge. This turkey was massive. And when he was all puffed up and flared out, it looked like he was holding two basketballs to his chest. I mean, he was just that big. He was massive. Just absolutely massive. And so, wow. I'm glad I got that turkey photo. That's just one of the better photos I've ever taken. Some days you get lucky. Some days you run into a lot of dudes. Oh, and hey, speaking of dudes, there's a squirrel running up the stair rail just right outside my window, and oh, I think it's starting to rain. Okay, that's good. Rain is coming, and all of the other conditions are super perfect. So you know what we're going to do tomorrow, and you need to tune in for tomorrow's show on Saturday. We're going to be out looking for morel mushrooms. Oh, sure, we're going to be looking for all kinds of morel mushrooms, but we're specifically going to be looking for morels, because I'm telling you, the conditions are just right. We're going to get some rain, and if it rains enough, the morels are going to be popping. So tomorrow is going to be the morel hunting show. Be sure to tune in tomorrow to catch the morels, because I'll be out catching morels. They're not hard to catch because they don't move, but they are a little bit difficult to spot, so you gotta go out and spot them, and then you can take them. So, man, while I can't absolutely guarantee we're gonna find morels, I'm telling you, the odds are good. Very, very good. It is that time of year. The conditions are just right. The weather's been just right. The ground temperature is just right. And now it's raining. We're getting some rain. This is good news. So tomorrow, mushroom hunting with Tobe. So what are we going to do now? Well, you know, with all this dude spotting that's going on and all the mushroom hunting that's going on, I've been a little bit distracted from setting up Bun Bun Sumo. But since I got a couple minutes, we might as well mess around with this a little bit. As you may or may not remember, last week, sometime shortly after Easter, I went out and I picked up some little hopping wind-up bunny rabbits. Wind-up bunny, ages 3 and up. And let's wind them up. And he's kind of, he'll fit in your hand. He's maybe, 7 or 8 centimeters tall. He's white and fluffy, has black eyes, a pink nose, and some pink bunny ears. And I'll probably, you know, do some modifications to this. Maybe I'll make his face look angry or whatever. But let's see how well he hops. I wound him up. Let's get him hopping. He's a hopper. Yeah, so you wind him up and he goes clickety 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 clack, hoppity 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 hop. He's a hopping fool. So, and he hops forward. So we're gonna have a lot of fun lining two of these up and letting them push and peck at each other and watch them sumo wrestle. I still need to make some kind of ring for these guys to wrestle on, and I was thinking about making something fairly decent. Maybe something raised or elevated. I don't know what I'm going to use for the edge of the ring, but that's not super important. But I got to figure out something. And I don't know, maybe at night when it's raining and I don't have anything better to do, I'll have to start working on that. But yeah, I got 3 of these wind-up bunny rabbits. And we're going to have Bun Bun Sumo Tournament. I'm not sure when that's going to happen exactly with all the excitement I've got going on around here, but we will be doing that soon, and you will be alerted as to when you can register for the Bun Bun Sumo Tournament. Oh boy, that'll be fun. I wonder if we're getting into some tornado conditions today. We had a tornado watch a couple nights ago. It was at night, nothing ever came of it, but this is prime tornado season, and I will promise you that if I have any tornado warnings, I will do a show about it. Oh, but I don't know. I'll have to check the Weather Channel. Oh boy, that'll be fun. So anyway, you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. So tune in every day. We're going to go look for morel mushrooms tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow and tune in Sunday, because we'll probably be finding a lot of dudes in these next few days. Dude mushrooms and dudes the animals. So, man, don't miss it. It's getting nuts around here. Oh, it is Friday, isn't it? So that means coming up next is the Sound Show Genre Mix and Discussion with MJT. So stay tuned for that coming up next, right after I stop talking. If I ever stop talking. Am I ever going to stop talking? This show isn't that long. It's true. Well, anyway, I got to go. Tune in tomorrow for mushrooms. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.